Michael is now head of the family, and if he gives his permission, then do you have my blessing?
Carlo, you grew up in Nevada. When we make our move there, you're going to be my right-hand man. Tom Hagen's no longer consigliere. He's going to be our lawyer in Vegas. That's no reflection on Tom, but that's the way I want it. Besides, if I ever need help, who's a better consigliere than my father?
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and here we go. Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea sets sail on Saturday. This Saturday, it's been a long time coming, but it's here at last. So just to make sure everyone's ready for the greatest vacation of their lives, for the 2,000 people that are going to be on board, Jack Slade back on Talk is Jericho to help me tell the story of how this history-making event came to be, how it almost didn't come to be, as a matter of fact. Lots of stuff happening. We actually even lost our ship at one point, just one of the stories you're going to hear. I talked to Paul Stanley for advice throughout the cruise process. 3 years in the making, by the way, like I said. Another story you're about to hear. I'll tell you exactly how I was able to get the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, the whole Sea of Honor tournament to participate in the cruise, and what led to Impact Wrestling joining us. We're going to talk about that. And wait till you hear what it took to get a wrestling ring installed on the ship. It involved a team of engineers. So many great stories about this cruise coming up. Who was booked from the start? Who dropped out? Who was added in last minute? Who wanted to be there no matter what? So many stories to talk about. Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager behind the scenes. Get it? And there's so many great ways to listen to Talk is Jericho. Apple Podcasts, of course, Google, Amazon Smart Speakers, and you can now even find us on Spotify as well. So go ahead and subscribe if you don't already, and please leave us a rating and review, and please get ready. Buckle up. Put on your life jackets. Let's get to it. Jack Slade is back to help me tell the story. Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager behind the scenes. Ahoy! Let's do it. So we just were sitting down to do this podcast today, and the chair Jack was sitting in was not very comfortable, and there's a big kind of a lounge chair, and I said, was it bolted to the ground? And you said, no, it was just heavy. And what happened?
Did you just stand up and move it with one finger effectively?
That's exactly what happened. But at least now you're in a nice chair.
It's a very nice chair.
You're feeling good?
I almost feel like that you should deserve this chair.
Well, no, I'm higher up here.
Ah, yes.
It's just like higher up in the billing. As I look up the Chris Jericho Cruise lineup, and we're going to talk about that today. I thought it'd be very interesting to do a whole a podcast about kind of how this whole cruise thing came together.
Yeah.
And Jack, I could have done it myself.
You could have,
but it's always good to have you involved.
Thank you.
As my podcast co-host, compere.
Yes.
Sidekick, if you will.
I will take it.
What do they say in The Godfather? The cognoscere or something like that?
I don't know.
I've never seen The Godfather.
I haven't either, actually. So I don't know why you're asking.
If anyone there's ever seen The Godfather, what do they call, what is James Caan in The Godfather? He's something. He's like...
Is he the Godfather?
No, he's not the Godfather.
Ah.
I can tell you've never seen the Godfather. No. You know who the Godfather is? Marlon Brando.
Oh, of course, yes.
His most famous role.
No, I know that.
Yeah, but there's a guy who's like his right-hand man, his co-captain, so to speak, and I can't remember what that is. So please send us your opinions on who the guy's name is, his official title. So here we are. We're going to sail this weekend.
It's coming up very quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's basically, if this airs, one, I think it's going to air either tomorrow or this Saturday, one of the two, because we're taping this a few weeks beforehand. And I can't believe that we're actually sailing because, dude, it's been 3 years of putting this together, Jack.
That's been pretty hectic for you.
Yeah, pretty hectic 3 years. And you might ask me, how did this come into your mind?
I might, and I will. How did it come into your mind? It's something which I've been wanting to ask you for seconds.
That's a good question. So we did the Kiss Cruise in 2015. Fozzie played it, and it was such a great time. Not just from a musician standpoint, you play your gig, you have three shows and a signing. You play your gig, and then you go. You wake up in your cabin. Your show's at 4 p.m. You walk downstairs. You go play your show. You finish up. You come upstairs. You take a shower, and you go hit the casino. or go to the bar, whatever it is, and that's it.
So I've not done a cruise before, so
as a musician, as an artist, you're there. You don't have to travel.
That's great.
You don't have to get in the bus, and we just hung out the whole time and just had some drinks and had some fun. And then from a fan standpoint, you know, being a huge Kiss fan, it's nonstop Kiss. All music in the hallways is Kiss coming through the speakers.
Oh.
It's Kiss, 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 right? So I was thinking the moment that the boat docked in Miami after the cruise was done, I called Mark Willis, who's Fozzy's manager, one of my partners, and said, you know, I want to do my own cruise. I want to do a Chris Jericho cruise that's based around music and wrestling.
See, I remember actually, it must have been around the Kiss cruise time, and it obviously must have been after. I remember you tweeting, and you put up a poll. I vividly remember this, and you said, you know, how would you guys feel if I... I don't know whether you said if I were to, or if there was to be a cruise centered around music and wrestling.
Wrestling, right. And that might have been something that the promotion company asked me to do, the cruise company.
Yeah,
or maybe I just did it on my own. I probably did it on my own just to see.
Maybe it was. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I remember you doing it. Vividly remember that.
So the company that's... So I'm like the... I guess you'd say kind of a promoter, but the company that basically runs the cruise is called Sixth Man.
S-I-X-T-H.
There you go. Sixth Man. Sixth Man. Thwith Thieborg. So they're the ones that do the Kiss cruise. They do Kid Rock, Walking Dead, you know, Leonard Skinner, and all these cruises, these themes.
There's a Walking Dead cruise?
There's a Walking Dead cruise, yeah.
Really?
Would you like to go on it?
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, right? I guess.
You know, if you're into The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
If not, you might be a little, you know, not interested in it.
Well, especially if you didn't know what you were getting
into.
Right,
but... Yeah, exactly. But you do know what you're getting into because it's The Walking Dead cruise.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of this sort of stuff. So they're the company that we went to first because coincidentally, Mark Willis had a relationship with the head of Six Man because they're based in Atlanta.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So we basically started early on with pitching this idea. And once again, now it's a thing. This was not a thing. It had never been done before. Going to my law school, something that's never been done before. Crazy. Something really wacky that we hadn't even seen ever before. So that's who we started pitching it to. And Mark really got a couple meetings. And, you know, we started working out the details of what exactly would this be. And my thought process was I want it to be an extension of Talk is Jericho. Like Talk is Jericho at Sea, which... Basically, everybody who's listening knows that my podcast is very diverse. There's wrestling, there's music, there's comedy, there's paranormal, there's, you know, everything in between. And I wanted it to be like that.
I suppose anything that you find personally interesting.
Exactly. If I am interested in it, then most of my fan base is interested in it as well. Because I didn't want it to be just a wrestling cruise. And I didn't want it to be another version of Shiprock, because the thing I noticed with the Kiss cruise that's very beneficial to me was that Kiss doesn't have 50 bands. It's Kiss, and I think that cruise was Steel Panther, Lita Ford, Fozzy, and maybe Dead Daisies, and like a couple cover bands. So there's only 6 or 7 bands. So that's what I wanted, to keep that template and then do wrestling as well. And I'd done some wrestling cruise in the 90s. It was called the Bruise Cruise, which was WCW, and then WWE had one too, the Wrestle Vessel.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Bruise Cruise, there was no wrestling on it. It was just wrestlers doing, like, you know, just trivia games and panels and all that sort of shit, but no wrestling on it.
Wow.
And I wanted to actually do wrestling at sea. Because when I saw, like, Kiss, like, the Kiss stage is massive.
Yeah.
And I just thought we could do this with wrestling, like, you just kind of incorporate the two. So that's kind of where it all started out with. And then as we started kind of getting into a little bit more, because they were interested, because they're looking, Sixth Man is looking for new franchises, because, you know, they're a hard sell, a cruise, like a themed cruise.
Well, I mean, a lot goes into it. So, yeah, it's going to be hard if you got a new idea anyway, you know.
And like Kiss, you know, they just announced the end of the road tour. We don't know how much longer Kiss is going to do these cruises.
Right.
Walking Dead could get canceled, you know, next week. It's not going to, but eventually it will.
Yeah.
So what do we do to continue the ball rolling and new ideas? So I think they liked the concept of it, but didn't really know. Like, these people know nothing about wrestling. So I had to explain to them, you know, about the wrestling culture, which I told them is a lot like Star Wars and Kiss. people are very loyal, but they hate everything, but they'll go to the end of the earth to make it happen.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then as we started kind of getting into a little bit more, I started thinking, well, what am I going to put together on this cruise wrestling-wise? Like, I'm not a booker. Like, I can't sign somebody to the cruise because they might get hurt or they might go to the WWE. So I need to get a specific company, you know, a company involved. Because that way, just the name value of the company alone, not even mattering who's involved individually, the name should be enough.
It's like a branding
thing, yeah. Right. So my top three, because we started doing surveys. If we did a wrestling cruise, who would you want to see? And like, they're very much into surveys and all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
And the three that I gave them was NXT, Ring of Honor, and Lucha Underground. And they might have even put Pro Wrestling Guerrilla on there as well. Or PWG.
I think I seem to remember that being on there.
And I'm like, PWG is not really a thing. They don't have their own guys signed to it.
Sure.
But it's an option.
It's also got a cult enough following that it would be enough of a brand name.
And my thing was, you know, these fans are like, and you got to keep in mind, this is before All In. This is before Madison Square Garden sells out with New Japan and Ring of Honor. This is before Alpha vs. Omega at the Tokyo Dome. I'm really kind of pitching something that a lot of people don't know about. There's this Ring of Honor, the really devoted fans. And so, and that's like NXT is the WWE. Of course, they all wanted, like, can we get WWE? I'm like, well, no, you can't get WWE. Because if WWE is going to do a cruise, they're not going to do it with me. They're going to do it themselves.
Or with Lex Luger and Yokozuna or something like that.
I was thinking it was on a battleship.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Wrong one.
So I took it to NXT. I went and had a meeting with Hunter in Philadelphia.
Ah.
Remember, I called him and said, can we have a meeting this week? And I just explained to him, here's my idea. I want to do a rock and wrestling cruise. And just like I said, I can't book individual guys. Because as a segue, one of the things I was thinking, like, well, I need a main event. What am I going to do? And I thought maybe Chris Jericho versus Rey Mysterio.
Sure.
That would be a great main event for this cruise.
Yeah. But,
like, do we do one match or three matches? And it got too far into my head. So I said, I need to get the company. So I talked to Triple H, NXT, and he was kind of into it, fairly cool about it, and hooked me up with his assistant and kind of a bunch of other people, right? And I think he told me that Vince isn't really into doing a cruise. He doesn't like them.
Sure.
But I said, well, NXT is a different ball of wax. And I said, it might be something kind of cool for your guys, give them a little vacation. It was, I didn't think they were going to go for it, but doing the due diligence that I should be doing because I was working for WWE at the time.
Of course, yeah.
And knowing that they could probably shut this down if they want to somehow. So it took them, I think, a month and a half to get back to me. And there was like a meeting. They got moved and got moved and got moved. And meanwhile, Six Man was now into this concept of at least doing some surveys to see if they wanted to get involved.
So they could tell there was at least a reaction to...
Is there some interest in this?
Yes.
Right. So after about 6 weeks, I remember I was in LA at a hotel down in Burbank, right off of Pass Avenue. I can't remember what it's called. It begins with an A. You'll know it if you see it. And I got on the conference call, me, Willis, and three people from NXT. And they went through this spiel. The call was 42 minutes long. And at the 39-minute mark, they said, you know, so basically we're going to pass. And I was like, why did you take 39, 40 minutes? You should have just called and after 2 minutes say you're going to pass. I know you're going to pass.
Right.
I know you are. And they're like, you know, Vince doesn't like cruises. And I found out that he didn't like cruises because he read somewhere that one cruise, people got food poisoning on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That did happen.
And he was convinced that every cruise, people get food poisoning.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, are you scared that we're going to hit an iceberg, too, on the way to Mexico, Vince? He just doesn't get it, doesn't want to do it. And once again, if he's going to do a cruise, it's not going to be with me.
No.
So they passed after 40 minutes. And I'm like, thank goodness. I called Chris Daniels.
Right.
Can you give me the number of whoever's in charge of Ring of Honor?
Mm-hmm.
He gave me Hunter Johnson's number, who's the booker.
Mm-hmm.
I called Hunter, told him what I was thinking. He put me on the line with Greg Gilliland, who's like the business manager. And I think later on that day, in about 2 hours, they agreed they wanted to do it that quickly.
It kind of shows when someone actually really wants to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, now I have a concept. I have the company. And I just need a band. Who am I going to get to be on this cruise? In the meantime, Sixth Man sent out a survey, and they said, I said, what do you need like, what's a good response to this survey? And they said, well, in 10 days, we want to have 5,000 people. I said, I'll get you 10,000. And that's when we started the hard sell. Like, click here to sign up for information, or if you want information about the cruise.
Yeah.
Right? So,
did they doubt that you could get 10,000 at all?
I don't think they really, like I said, they don't know anything about wrestling.
Sure.
And they don't know anything about me and my promotional tools and my fan base and all that sort of thing, right? So we start putting the survey out there and I'm getting updates. You know, it's 3,000 now, it's up to 5,000, you know. And as a matter of fact, the final day was when you and I went to see AC/DC at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember, if you remember earlier that day, you might not remember because I don't remember where you were. But I met you downstairs in the bar.
Yes.
Because I was upstairs having this conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Six man.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we got 9,000, you know, 852 or whatever. We didn't get 10,000, but we got double of what they expected it was going to be.
Okay.
So, which they're very excited about.
Yeah.
And then they start getting all the information back and this, that, and the other thing. Billy's here. Don't forget.
He's in the shower, though.
Yeah. Oh, someone knocking on the door?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we should go answer it.
Okay. Yeah. It's interlude.
Interlude. Do 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 do. Just as I thought, no one knocked on the door.
No.
I think Billy dropped something in the bathroom or something like that that made you think there was somebody at the door.
Do you think it was a hint?
What?
That he dropped something?
Oh, he dropped the soap maybe?
Soap?
Get your mind out of the shower.
Sorry about
Jack.
That.
Yeah. So that was kind of the survey was out and the response was in. So they're now getting a little bit more excited about this. Then I'm thinking, well, who can I get to headline this cruise? And I was thinking, like, I thought Alice Cooper.
Hmm.
Now I said to Shep Gordon, like, I've got this cruise. What does Alice make for cruises? And he's like, well, he makes like, you know, 300 grand. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
Really not. Because the secret is, like, I have to pay for the budget of the talent. Six man pays all expenses of the boat, but the talent is paid for by Jericho.
Probably a lot of people don't realize.
They don't realize. That's my investment.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm looking at, like, Papa Roach wanted a ridiculous amount of money. And don't quote me on the Alice Cooper. He might make a million, but it was some kind of ridiculous fee that I couldn't even think about affording. Because I thought, Chris Jericho presents the Jericho Cruise with Ring of Honor and Alice Cooper. That's a sellout right off the bat.
Yeah.
Obviously, because you think it's going to be so easy, right? And then Papa Roach, ridiculous amount of money. Alter Bridge, Stone Sour, like all these bands, Shinedown. They want so much money. So I called Paul Stanley and I asked him his advice. Because obviously Paul and Gene have done a lot of cruises.
And not many other people could do that in your position.
Right. And this is not name dropping because there's a point to it.
Sure.
And I asked Paul, like, what should I do? And he said, we base our cruise around Kiss. And even more so than ever. He said, this new cruise, we got a Beatles tribute band, we got a Zeppelin tribute band. It doesn't matter who else we bring on board. It's Kiss's cruise and that's it. Now this cruise, they're bringing Ace Frehley and Bob Kulick and Bruce Kulick. That's the Kiss universe.
Yes.
That's going to make more excitement. But if it's just Kiss and, like, you know, Jack Slade and the Chunky Bits, you know, they're still going to sell out.
Well, now you've revealed my new project. And it's meant to be a secret.
There's a band in Winnipeg called Joe Puke and the Chunky Bits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I used it.
Are they coming to the show?
Mm. Oh. They're around in the early 80s. I think Joe Puke might not be with us anymore. I think one or two of the Chunky Bits are still alive.
Great.
Yeah. And if Joe Puke's still alive, more power to you. I'm not trying to throw any bad mojo on you.
It'd be great to meet him.
Yeah, one of these days. So I just, like, you know what? I called Willis. I said, we're going to pull a Rod Smallwood with Iron Maiden. And what that meant by that is in 1983... they're going on tour for Peace of Mind. And Smallwood booked arenas. And they said, you'll never fill arenas with Iron Maiden. They're not big enough. He said, well, we're going to give it a try. We're not playing clubs anymore. Theaters are playing arenas. And they booked arenas. And lo and behold, they sold a shitload of tickets and became Iron Maiden.
Sure.
Legit arena headliner. And I was like, I'm going to put all the eggs in the Fozzy basket because I'm not going to rip myself off. I'm not going to no-show myself. And I'm not going to, you know... I thought I almost fell backwards through the window. You almost lost me.
I will.
Yeah. No. If I do fall backwards through the window, Jack, finish the podcast.
Oh, okay.
You know
we'll
what
do.
To do. Yeah.
I know.
Same
what to
thing
do.
With you. If you fall forward somehow, if a wind blows really hard,
I'm quite light.
Drift out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll land like a leaf.
And I'll be back up in a few minutes,
like Forrest Gump,
to finish the podcast. Yeah. Right.
So that was the thing where it was like, okay, I'll put all the eggs in the basket, in the Jericho basket, Fozzy basket. And that's what I did. So, and Six Man was like, well, okay, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I'm sure. My fan base will probably much rather see Fozzy than, you know, Papa Roach anyways. And so that's what we went into with Chris Jericho's wrestling cruise with Ring of Honor and Fozzy headlining.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean,
it really does make sense.
And why not, right? And so that's the way we should try and do it. So Six Man finally agrees that we're going to give it a try. But the
How far into this is this now?
Gosh, we're probably about a year into it now. So,
okay.
So October of 2015 is when we did the Kiss Cruise. So
right.
We're dealing from that time frame. So maybe this is now, I don't know, May of 2015,
okay.
Something on those lines. And the idea was to go on sale in, I think, October and do the cruise in March of this year, March of 18.
Okay.
We're now September of 18. So they now have to figure out how does this ring go on the boat.
Actually, yeah, that's quite a logistical nightmare. Yeah.
How can we secure it to the deck?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, like, what do you mean? Is it too heavy? Is it going to slide over the edge? I'm like, you had Kiss's stage on the deck. Like, how can the ring be any more heavy than a Kiss stage? But it didn't matter. So they actually had to get a team of engineers that I think I had to pay for. I can't even remember at this point. A team, which could be two, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Of engineers going on board the ship to see if they could secure it and sequester it and all this other stuff.
So they built a ring.
Well, I guess they just had a ring, or maybe they built a ring. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, one thing that Hunter said was when they passed, he said, if there's anything I can do to help, if you need me to ship a ring to the boat, like whatever I can do to help.
That's pretty cool.
So that was very cool.
Yeah,
they were very cool about it. But then obviously Ring of Honor, part of the deal is they have the ring. They get the referees. Another reason I wanted a company. You guys bring everything, your ring music, the whole spiel.
Yeah.
So I don't know maybe if they had a ring shipped down there or if they had one in New Orleans, because at the time it was going to leave from New Orleans and I think go to Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they came back and said that, all right, you know, the ship can hold the ring. We're ready to go. It's ready to rock, you know. So we're super excited. We've got the boat. The ring is great. So then I start looking for talent, right? And we'll go through the talent roster individually. I'll tell you kind of the stories about that.
Sure.
So we're supposed to go on sale. I want to say, like I said, that we were supposed to go on sale for the March 18, which tells me I think we're supposed to go on sale, let's say, May of 17.
So almost a year
to
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And literally 4 days before we go on sale, I get a phone call. Got some bad news. What? We lost our boat. What do you mean? This is from Six Man. What do you mean we lost our boat? We lost our boat. I don't understand. Like you can't find it.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, Bermuda Triangle. Like somebody, you can't find the parking space or whatever.
Yeah.
What had happened was, and this is not what they told me, but what I surmise is that a large corporation, my mind, let's say McDonald's.
Yep.
Approached Norwegian Cruise Line, so Norwegian Cruise Line is the ship that we're on. We're on the I think it was the Norwegian Pearl.
Right.
Six Man's the promoter, Jericho's the talent. So Six Man's boss is basically Norwegian.
Yeah.
And Norwegian came in and said, you know, that boat that you're going to take for this little wrestling cruise thing, it's not available anymore. What do you mean? And what they basically told me is that it seems like maybe a McDonald's or a Walgreens or whatever came in and said, we're doing a cruise. We need a ship to Norwegian. Norwegian said, we don't have any available. Find one. We'll pay you $5 million or whatever. Boom. This little wrestling cruise thing that's hadn't even gone on sale yet. We don't know how it's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's still new.
That's right. Take the boat and you know, tough luck to these guys. Dude, I was like, this is after a year of planning and calling and getting confirmation from dozens of talent.
Yep.
You know, like we'll go through it, like I said, and like, what am I supposed to do? Like call these guys back and go, sorry, please wait. We'll find another ship. They came back about 2 weeks later with a smaller ship. And I'm like, I don't want a smaller ship. I want the ship that we did the Kiss Cruise on, because perception is reality. Rod Smallwood, Iron Maiden. I want the biggest cruise ship, because if not, it's not going to be as good and it's going to be a one-off shit.
It's fair enough.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They finally came back and said, we found the Norwegian Jade, which is the sister ship to the Norwegian Pearl, because we were still trying to go in March, and I had told them stay away from WrestleMania time because WrestleMania this year was in New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
And I said, people take trips to WrestleMania, and we're trying to ask them to double dip. It's just a bad time frame.
It's just also a lot of money for people, you know. It is because it's worldwide.
But that's when it was available.
Yeah.
So blessing in disguise, they came back and said you can use the Norwegian Jade, but it has to go in October of 18. And at the time, we're like, I said May of 17. I was like, are you kidding me? I remember we were rehearsing in Canton in the church for the May Fozzy tour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I said it seemed like a lifetime away.
Yeah.
But they're like, this is when it's available. It might actually be better because you have more time to sell. And I was like, well, at least it's away from WrestleMania. And now it's leaving out of Miami, not New Orleans. And New Orleans was a new port. Miami's a tried and true port. It's much more of a tourist area.
Yep.
We think this is the way to do it. And I said, well, I just have to call Ring of Honor and make sure they can still do it. They could. Then I have to start going through all the talents and say, then that cruise that we're supposed to do in March, now we're doing it in October.
Did you have any problems with that at all?
I think we lost. One of the original plans was to have Drowning Pool on the ship as like a good co-headliner with Fozzy. And I think we lost them. But that's about it. Pretty much everybody was into it.
Well,
there might
cool.
be a few, and if they dropped out at this point, that's such a long time ago, I don't even remember.
I suppose that's a sign that people were genuinely into it.
Well, I remember when it was announced that Disco Inferno and Keep It 100, he goes, I can't believe there's all these people on. I thought it was just going to be like a few people, but all this talent. And he had a great joke. He's like, you know, we're putting this on sale in September of 17 for October of 18. He goes, some people that buy cabins won't even be alive. I was like, geez, I hope so.
That's it. Well, yeah.
But, you know, it's a long way away. But I don't think people realize what my vision for this was. Mm. You know, they think, oh, rock and roll wrestling cruise. Like, you know, it's going to be a bruise cruise sort of thing.
Well, there's no way to prove it because it hasn't been done. So,
it hasn't been done. You know. And like, my mindset always was I want matches on the boat at sea.
Yeah.
And, like, won't the boat tip and top? I played in the middle of the ocean with Fozzy. At 8 o'clock at night with the ocean breeze playing on Halloween, and the boat is not tipping back and forth. It's a cruise ship. It's very sturdy. If there's a horrible storm, well, then the last thing we have to worry about is the wrestling matches anyways, because we're all going to die. But other than that, you know.
Well, I mean, cheers to that. Absolutely. It's just like, yeah, hope.
Which there won't be. It's going to be amazing weather. So I've checked. But the point is, it's like, let's get this rolling. But everybody was into it. And I think that they thought the concept of it was cool, you know, because I had a lot of people basically doing me favors.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of where it all went. So we went on sale September of 2017. And here we are, like you said, just days away, if not a day away.
Yeah.
And as we're filming this now, or talking about this now, recording it, we're 95% sold, which I think at this point in time is basically a sellout if you round it up.
I mean, yeah, because it's closest to 100.
Yeah, if you're gonna round it up, it's 100.
Well, it would be. Yeah, if you round it up, exactly. It would be.
And we're not exactly mathematicians, but we know that.
Absolutely not.
So, well, that was weird.
What happened?
I went down the wrong pipe. I took a sip and went down the wrong pipe.
Well, when I laughed about the, it went up my nose.
Really?
We've been weird today. Yeah,
today. We went to dinner. And we had some Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Sorry. We drank some Coke. And we both had really... Well, I had a bad headache and some nausea going on.
When I got up to go to the bathroom, I felt like I was drunk. I was looking around.
Do you think it was the Coca-Cola?
It's the only thing that we both had.
Did we have a ribeye steak together too?
Yeah, but I also had the sauce, so you didn't have the sauce. Well, I don't know.
I don't know, but all I know is on stage tonight, at first, I was feeling a little bit sick.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like being hungover, because I wasn't hungover all day.
And it wasn't food poisoning. It wasn't like that.
It was like a piercing headache and a nausea.
Yeah.
And then it went away during the show.
I didn't quite get the headache, but I had the nausea, and I was, I felt like
And we both
I was...
said after, well, maybe we shouldn't drink, and
oh, here, well,
here
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yep. There you go.
Lovely.
So what I want to do now, Jack, is go through the talent roster, and I'll tell you some funny stories about that.
Do you want to start at any particular point?
Well, it's in a scrolling thing. Are you on the scrolling, this one here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Master of Ceremonies is me, Chris Jericho.
So how did you go about booking yourself then, Chris?
Well, I knew that I wouldn't screw myself.
Okay.
I knew I'm very cheap. I'm not going to cost myself a lot of money.
Fair.
And I'm not going to cancel or leave myself, screw myself in any sort of way.
No, definitely. And you know you're going to be there.
I know I'm going to be there.
I don't know how many more times, how many different ways we can say that, but
I know this. Here's what I'm going to be doing, and we can take a quick segue to the conference call. You stay on that. I'll go to the conference call that we had today, where we went over my schedule. And a lot of people at this point, you guys will know the schedule, but that's the thing about the Kiss Cruise. There was so much stuff on that cruise. I was like, I want the same thing. Like, even when Kiss is not playing, there's so many activities and things going on.
That was the thing that was amazing to me. And people are going to, I just really heard my own head cold come out then. But anyway, people are really going to notice that you technically will not have any free time.
Well,
I don't mean you personally. I mean anyone that's going.
And that's what we wanted to make sure that people would have that. You know, if you want to do stuff, there's more than enough stuff to do.
Oh, big time.
You know, and that's why, like I said, like I really wanted to stock it. And if let's say your wife comes or your husband and they're not a wrestling fan, there's plenty of things. And maybe your husband or wife comes and they're not a rock and roll fan. There's plenty of the things.
Yeah.
So my schedule, so we kick off the show, the cruise with Fozzie at 4:15 on Saturday. And then 7:30, Talk is Jericho live with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, which I've been waiting for years.
It's going to be great.
8:45, Wedding is Jericho.
Oh.
I'm going to be marrying somebody, which is very cool. And then Sunday, October 28th, all the photos with Chris Jericho, the first 400 cabins that booked or by a certain date. And I will have the list with me.
Perfect.
4:00 Sunday, Q&A with Chris Jericho. That's pre-sale bookings, so think of some good questions. 7:00, Talk is Jericho live with Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross,
which would be great.
Should be a great one. 10:00, Fozzie show number 2, which is going to be mostly covers. A fun set. Phil Campbell is going to be joining us.
Good.
Corey Taylor is going to be joining us.
Amazing.
Maybe we should have you do something.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe we could have you do a song with us.
I don't know.
Kind of
something
fun.
That the bald one did or something. I don't know.
What's that?
Maybe something that the bald guy did.
Maybe TNT.
Maybe.
Yeah, we could do that one. Yeah. That sounds good. Then Monday, it's the excursion day, so I'll be taking my family. We'll go off, scuba diving or whatever we're going to do. You're welcome to join.
Thank you.
Because Jack's going to be my number two guy, the consigliere or whatever. Consigliere or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it's where concierge came from.
Shall I shave my facial hair into
a little muscle?
A little pencil
mustache?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think that would help. Seems like that's the Godfather thing to do.
Yeah.
And then that night, Monday, October 29th, is Alpha Club versus Bullet Club.
Which is going to be big.
That's going to be big, yeah. It's going to be very big. And then October 30th, the next day, Talk is Jericho live with the entire Bullet Club.
There we go.
And there's sticklers going, why there's no Tama Tonga? I'm talking about the Bullet Club that everyone knows, not the New Japan Bullet Club.
This is the same sort of people that would always shout, sweet, after a 2 count. So.
Yeah, this is Kenny, Cody, Marty, The Bucks, and Adam Page. 3:15, Words of Jericho, one-man show.
Which is a great show, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an abbreviated one. I've only got 45 minutes, but at that point in time, I'll be so wound up and just what I'm looking for. So frazzled.
Frazzled, yeah, okay.
That's a good one, okay.
You know, there's some potato snacks in the UK called frazzles.
Is there?
They look like bacon, and they're bacon flavored. They're great. I'll bring some.
Please.
Yeah.
I can eat some frazzles if I'm feeling extra frazzled.
There you go.
And then 5:30, Talk is Jericho Live, Remembering Eddie Guerrero with Conan and Rey Mysterio.
It's going to be amazing.
Who is going to be on the cruise.
Yes.
He is re-signed with WWE, but one of the caveats was this is a carved out date, which I'm sure Vince is going to be thrilled about.
Oh, so happy.
And if they kind of pull some kind of a Swornhoggle thing on me, I'll find somebody else. Everyone knows Eddie. Everyone loves Eddie. But I want Mysterio to be there.
Be
he's going to be there. He's going.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the
People
show.
People have been wondering.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Now
then 9:30 to 10:45, Fozzie, show number 3. So that's all the things that I'm doing. And also ringside seats with Chris Jericho for one Sea of Honor tournament match. That's something that we had. That's going to be for the final match on Tuesday, which is the main event. The semi-main event besides Alpha Club Bullet Club. That's going to be the 10-man Elimination War. Impact versus Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnny Impact's team versus Bullet Club.
Johnny Pecks.
Johnny Pecks. Yeah, he's a fine gentleman. Yeah,
Johnny Pecks.
Johnny Impact.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, Johnny Impact.
Oh, you said it very quickly. It sounded like Johnny Pecks.
I think it was.
Is there a trophy at stake for this or a belt?
Yeah, according to Ring of Honor, the winner of the Sea of Honor tournament gets a championship match.
Oh.
For the Ring of Honor world title.
And is that so? That match is happening off the cruise?
No, on the cruise.
That is happening on the cruise.
The championship match is happening off the cruise.
Right. Yeah.
So the final match will be for the winner of the Sea of Honor tournament.
So it's an integral point.
It
of,
is. Yeah. And there might be like some kind of a trophy or belt or something, but the winner gets a title shot. And that's something that Hunter from Ring of Honor and myself discussed early on. And they've been great, by the way, like very accommodating.
Great.
And we'll get into this. Like when they started telling me who they were sending, I couldn't believe how many. They're sending like freaking 25 people on this cruise.
Yeah,
I did not expect that, but it just added to the enormity of it all.
For sure.
Everybody wanted to do it.
It's not like a scaled down house show version or whatever.
No, it's,
you know,
like it's, this is like a lot of people, like I'm not saying it is, but a lot of people saying this is more exciting and more stocked than WrestleMania.
Sure.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like a jam packed show than WrestleMania.
Yeah.
More loaded.
Because at least you get on WrestleMania, you still get some filler matches, you know, so.
You still get some what?
It's the cold filler matches.
They said filibusters.
Filibusters.
Which I thought might be a good, like a word for like a great match or something.
Sure.
Like a barn burner.
Well,
that's a new thing. This match is going to be a filibuster.
It's going to be a filibuster.
If you don't say barn burner anymore, say filibuster. So that's kind of my schedule, and there's so much more stuff going on. But let's go through Master Ceremonies, Chris Jericho, that's me.
Yes.
I continue on, Jack.
So the hosts of the cruise, you have two fine gentlemen known as Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler.
Yes. So Jim was one of the first guys that I called, and in the original incarnation, back when it was supposed to be in March of 2018.
Okay.
And Jim was a guy that I really wanted on the cruise. It was hard to get a commitment from him. It was before his wife Jan passed away, so he was super excited to go with her.
Yeah.
And then when she passed away, I was like, you don't have to go on the cruise. Like, no, I want to go. I want to be there.
Cool.
So he was always the host. And then once we went on sale, and see what happened is once it went on sale and became a thing, I got calls, as you can imagine, from everybody.
Yeah.
Bands, unsigned bands, low-level wrestlers, indie wrestlers, Hall of Famers, everybody came out of the woodwork. And all I said was the same thing. It also gave me a real good, not excuse, but truth, Ring of Honor's handling all the wrestling.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. One of the guys that came with it was Jerry Lawler. I've never been on a cruise before. I'd really like to go. We worked out a deal where, like, all these guys did me a big favor. But also, too, at the very least, that's another thing about the KISS thing. It's a vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a paid vacation.
Yeah.
Whether you're making $1 or $1 million, it's a paid vacation.
Yeah.
So I told Jerry, I'll get you a nice cabin. You'll be all set. So I said to Jim, do you mind if Jerry becomes your co-host? And Jim goes, you're the booker. Whatever you want to do.
Fair enough. But also, they have great chemistry together, anyway.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
So that was a big name for me to get Jerry Lawler involved with Jim Ross. And then one of my ideas was I want to do a Talk as Jericho with both of them. In the interim, they have started doing their own shows. They're going to do one of their own shows as well.
That's cool.
So, and like I said, all these people aren't doing a lot. It might be one or two shows, but most of it, just hang out, man. Just enjoy yourself and have fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So now we get on to, we're getting more onto the wrestling talent now. I mean, even though Jerry and JR were, wrestling related, but now we're, you know, active performers, shall we say. So the first name that comes up here is featuring Kenny Omega.
Yes, I wanted Kenny to have top billing underneath, you know, like myself and whoever else there was, because Kenny's obviously the hottest guy in the business right now.
Yes.
And he was not booked at first because Kenny does not have a contract with the Ring of Honor.
Right.
He's his own guy. And so when all these people got, you know, on the cruise and announced, it was after Alpha vs. Omega at the Tokyo Dome. I just called him one day. I said, like, would you be interested in coming on the cruise? He goes, well, no one asked me. Is there room? I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Wow.
So I told Ring of Honor I want Kenny on, and Kenny and I worked out a deal. Once again, Kenny did me a favor, but still, you know, I made sure to take care of him.
Of course.
And I said, all you have to do is one match. That's it. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Nothing else. And you're not, you know, you don't have to worry about anything else. And he was super accommodating, and boom, we get Kenny Omega.
Well, again, it shows that people actually want to do it when they're like that.
And the funny thing is, like, I think for the last basically 4 or 5 months, I've been posting something every day about the cruise.
Yeah.
And I remember the six-man people are like, we wish we had a guy like you on every cruise.
Yeah, it takes them by surprise.
And I got videos from everybody. I still need a video from you, Jack.
Okay.
And Kenny was hard to get a video from. When he finally sent it in, he was like, really small, like the camera was really far back and it's kind of out of focus. And it took about a month to get it. Once I got it, I'm like, this is Kenny. He filmed it and he said, this is what I'm going to do and this is the way it is. And they're like, can you get him refilm? I'm like, no, you don't get Kenny Omega to refilm anything. This is what we're using. Just deal with it. So, yeah. So, we might as well tell the story. We'll wait till we get down the line a little bit. I'll tell the story about Alpha Club versus Bullet Club.
Okay, yep.
So Kenny is there, and I said he's not in the Sea of Honor tournament.
No.
Because he's only working one match, and I don't want him losing. I don't want anything. He's doing a match, and we'll figure out what that match is going to be at a later date.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. And that's why he's got separate billing there. So Moving on, he goes to the Sea of Honor tournament, which is presented by Ring of Honor, as we've discussed.
Yes.
And the top name, the top of the list there is Cody.
That's right. Cody Rhodes. Another guy who had just signed with Ring of Honor. Like, this thing came on. This has been 3 years, and Cody was not signed originally to Ring of Honor.
Right.
As soon as he signed, we asked him if he'd come on the cruise. Cody and I have a really good relationship. He was in like Flynn right off the start. As long as he can bring his wife, of course he can. So he was signed up right away. And once again, not knowing anything about what matches we're going to have or any of that stuff, just getting the talent involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So moving down the list, the Young Bucks.
Now, the Young Bucks were very important to me, once again, because of how popular and how big they are.
Yeah.
And they were one of the first ones that, I think they were the first act that we announced. Ring of Honor is coming on board the cruise, featuring the Young Bucks.
So this was way before you even booked Kenny, right?
Yes. Kenny was the last booked.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. It was Young Bucks were the ones right off the bat.
Which, yeah, and it shows how big a name they are.
Well, yeah, because they're the biggest names in Ring of Honor.
For sure.
And worldwide. And I had asked them if they wanted to do it individually. Can we bring our families? Of course, of course, of course. So then, you know, the Marty was announced, Marty Scurll, Cody, Marty, Kenny, John Bucks, and Jericho. So fast forward a little bit. I needed a main event for the cruise because we had the Sea of Honor tournament, but we don't really know what the finals are going to be because it's a tournament.
You sure. Know what I mean? So there's nothing to promote.
There's nothing to promote. Yeah. And this is before Don Callis called me about Impact, which we'll get into that as well.
Right.
So, but I didn't really have anything to hang my hat on, so I need a main event. So I called the Bucks, and I was like, if it was going to be you guys and Kenny versus me and two partners, who would you like it to be? And they said Rey Mysterio and Lance Storm.
Wow.
Yeah, and Lance is originally booked on the cruise due to circumstances that I don't want to get into. He's not booked on it. He also is not on Killing the Town anymore. Anyways, so I was like, well, Lance isn't going to be on the cruise anymore. And I can ask Oscar, but once again, Mysterio was doing a huge favor. He likes going on vacation with his family.
Sure.
And so what I'm giving him probably wouldn't even get out of bed for, but he's a great guy. He's a great friend of mine. And he knew it would just be I more than put him in the best cabins and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, well, if I ask him to wrestle, it's going to raise the stakes, but I will. But let me see what he says. In the meantime, Nick Jackson said, why don't you team with us?
Okay.
The three of us team together, and then we can face Kenny and Cody and Marty Scurll. That's like, that's great. And then I said, what if I induct you guys into the Alpha Club?
Perfect.
And we make it Alpha Club versus Bullet Club, which from the Vince McMahon school, you need your tagline.
Yes.
One and only Alpha Club versus Bullet Club.
Yep.
Done deal.
It's perfect.
And we all happened to be in Japan at the same time in Osaka earlier this summer. We filmed all the videos for being the Elite on how
which were great, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. How we became. And then I was like, what name do you like better? I said the Bucks of Jericho. And then they came back with Y2 Jackson. I was like, what if we just call it both? And that's what we're going to be announced. It's the Bucks of Jericho, or is it Y2 Jackson?
So that's actually...
That's the team name.
That's incredible.
That's the actual team name, yeah. So that's where it all came from, to have those guys involved. And then once again, with Kenny, he needs one match, and they didn't really have any ideas of a six-man. I called Kenny. I was like, dude, do you like this idea? And Kenny's super laid back, super cool. He knows all of us. Even though storyline-wise, it's a little weird at the time, but now Kenny and Cody are friends again, and the Young Bucks, it's like it's international waters, and they're in the Alpha Club, and we can do whatever we want.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's your main event, to the point where there's so much response to this, so much of a buzz about it, that at first my plan was not to stream any of this, and now if things go the way we're going, it doesn't matter because it's the day before we leave anyways, it will be streamed.
Great.
So it's a big thing because everyone wanted to see this Alpha Club versus Bullet Club and all that sort of thing. Because my idea was KISS doesn't stream, but KISS also sells out very quickly. And once we started getting closer to the sellout, well, I said, well, maybe we can stream it.
Yeah.
And do something.
So you touched on the international waters thing. Would this mean that the matches don't have rules? Or is it still standard?
Well, I guess it depends on what the standard rules are in international waters.
Ah, yes.
So we might have to go to former WWE president Jack Tunney to find out what he has to say.
That was incredible.
That was not planned, ladies and gents, by the way. It just shows what kind of a fan Jack is. So Sam is here. Say hi, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
Sam's a big, sexy guy. He's going to be on board the ship, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
He's dropping trowel right now.
Whoa.
Yes. So that's kind of was the whole concept behind that of the Alpha Club and Bullet Club. And then, like I said, the original thing, and I'll kind of take over here, Dalton Castle was originally booked. The Briscoes were originally booked. Obviously, Brandy and Mandy Leon and Adam Page. But then he only had booked like 10 guys.
Right.
And then one day he sends me the full list, and it's Jay Lethal and Chris Daniels and Kazarian were on originally, but Flip Gordon, Kenny King, Silas Young, Beer City Bruiser, Delirious, Cheeseburger, BJ Whitmer, Rhett Titus, Will Ferrara. Yeah, I didn't even know some of these guys. I was like, how many people are you booking on this thing?
But they're also guys, even if you didn't know of them, they're also guys that have a name to them.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. I like Beer City Bruiser did this podcast. I got to know who he was.
Right.
And I was just so impressed because Ring of Honor, I paid them a flat fee for everything. All talent.
Well, that's even more amazing.
All ring, yeah. All everything. And you could have sent 10 people, but they sent so many people. I have to think it's a little bit of a reward for being on the roster.
You know?
And then, you know, like I said, Brandy Rhodes, Mandy Leon, Kelly Klein. And it was originally supposed to be Deonna Purrazzo.
Oh, yes.
But she got signed to WWE, so
that's right.
We had to lose her.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got Sumi Sakai instead.
Which is still great.
It's still great, yeah. But I was just really impressed with all of those people that they sent that were involved.
Well, it also is a bit... Sorry, it's also a bit like, as you say, you know, comparable to Mania. Everyone wants to get booked on Mania.
Right.
And it seems like everyone wants to get booked on this.
Yes, exactly. And then the Sea of Honor tournament, which we had, and... you know, like I said, I mean, we can even quickly, you stay there.
Okay.
We'll go to the Sea of Honor tournament and we'll go through the matches just so you guys know. Because I'm sure a lot of you are listening to this as you're waiting to get on board the ship.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this. So you have something to get more familiarized, kind of an audio version, like when you go to Graceland and you put on the little headphones and they tell you about Elvis's life as you walk through. So as you guys are waiting to get on board, listen, this Bracket A, Sea of Honor Tournament, Jay Lethal versus BJ Whitmer.
Great.
Christopher Daniels versus Delirious.
Okay.
Marty Scurll versus Rhett Titus. Marty's actually working in all of he's in the Bullet Club, Alpha Club match. He's in this. He's doing the Slaughter on the Water versus Sammy Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
The No Rules Deck match, which we'll get into.
Okay.
Silas Young versus Flip Gordon. Then Bracket B, Mark Briscoe versus Will Ferrara. Adam Page versus Frankie Kazarian. Cheeseburger versus the Beer City Bruiser. Jay Briscoe versus Kenny King.
Okay.
Those are the Sea of Honor opening round. And then there's also three other matches that have been announced of Kenny. It's a Four Corners survival match. Kenny King versus Frankie Kazarian versus Dalton Castle versus Jay Lethal.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also have a Four Corners tag team battle. The Dogs, which is Silas Young and Will Ferrara. No, Will Ferrara. And Rhett Titus, sorry. Then we Silas Young and the Beer City Bruiser versus Lethal and Cheeseburger versus The Addiction. Are there SCU now, I believe.
See, these are not throwaway matches.
These are all huge matches.
Yeah.
And once again, once they started giving me those matches that I can advertise, now I've got a card.
Yeah.
Sea of Honor Tournament plus Alpha Club versus Bullet Club plus these ones we just talked about. And also a match specifically requested by the NWA champion himself, Cody Rhodes. We can't say Rhodes, sorry, but I can't. It's my podcast. Versus Delirious. Cody wants to work Delirious. So that's going to be a fun match, too.
Yes.
So now we have an actual show.
Which is great.
Which is really great to promote, right? So then I get a call from Don Callis.
Yes.
Who has taken over Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
I helped him get that gig with Scott D'Amore. And they've now turned around Impact. And Don was really wanting to do these interpromotional matches. And I was like, you know, I'm in business with Ring of Honor. You okay?
Sorry, I got something on my glasses.
Okay, just went total Popeye there. Were you wearing contacts earlier today?
Yes, I was.
Okay, yeah. I haven't seen you wear contacts this whole cruise.
Whole cruise?
Yeah, oh, this, sorry.
You will see them on the cruise. Whole tour,
yeah.
It's not often sunny enough.
Okay.
I'm normally indoors.
Oh, you can't see indoors with the contacts on?
Well, no, but it's like I can't wear sunglasses without... I haven't got prescription sunglasses.
Oh, sunglass prescription. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So they're not contacts.
No. But my sunglasses are not prescription.
Oh.
So if I have to wear sunglasses, I have to wear contacts. Otherwise, I can't see.
Oh, and it was so bright today.
Yeah, Florida.
You had to wear shades.
Yeah.
Okay, so Don called me about doing some interpromotional matches.
Great.
We tried to work it out. I said, I don't know how Ring of Honor is going to act. I text once again, Hunter. They were totally for it. Very, very cool. Which leads us to the Impact versus Ring of Honor.
So here we go. I mean, this, which is, again, a big thing.
When have you ever seen that?
Exactly.
Never.
I was about to say that, and but I didn't want to sound like an idiot, but yeah, you haven't seen that.
It's something that somebody tweeted the other day. It's like, look what Jericho's done in 2018. Alpha versus Omega broke New Japan into the American market.
Yes.
To an extent, I did, because the subscriptions for New Japan World went up 60%. Which I think was a factor in them even being able to get into Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, and people go, Jericho, give yourself some credit. I'm not giving credit. I'm just saying a lot of people got spotlighted because of people watching it for the first time.
Well, I mean, I can say, and I know I work with you, but I can say from a fan perspective, that's absolutely a big factor.
Big deal, right?
Yeah.
Then worked the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Then did the Alpha Club versus Bullet Club. Then put together Ring of Honor versus Impact. That's a pretty good track record for 2018.
Let's say so.
And the original match that we first got with Sami Callihan was the first guy announced, who I'm a big fan of Sami.
Yeah.
I love his promos. He gets it. It's real to him.
Yep.
And so I said, who should we put him against? And there was a couple suggestions. And the one I liked best was Marty Scurll, because to me he's the biggest name. And I thought that'd be a really good match between them.
Yeah.
And they cut these really great promos to the point where Don Callis had come up with Slaughter on the Water. Originally, he was going to have a match against Disco Inferno, and I don't know what's going to happen between those two. Something may or may not happen.
Okay.
But I like Slaughter on the Water, and then Sammy was so violent, I called the cruise line to ask them if we could do a street fight, a.k.a. a deck fight.
Yeah.
The questions I got back from them were hilarious, because they don't know what a street fight
okay,
is.
Okay, what were some of them? Do you remember?
I should probably look it up, but it might take me a couple seconds. I don't want to actually get too much into it because it might make them feel stupid. But
well, no, it's not that.
Okay.
They didn't know, did they? I mean, it's, you know.
Okay, I'll get the questions. Hold on. So I got an email that said, you know, our leadership team needs more information before we can give the go ahead. Number one concern is always going to be the safety of our guests, obviously.
Fair
enough.
And
keep in mind, they don't know wrestling, right?
Yes.
Number two is ship damage. Does this happen often? Is it a normal part of the show? Or is this a rarity and sometimes people get hurt? I said, you see a street fight on almost every card.
Of course.
In WWE, almost every house show has a street fight.
Yes.
It's just another type of a match. Is there expectation that the crowd will be encouraged to get involved in the fight, or are they always just spectators? Always just spectators. You
yep.
never involve the crowd in a fight. They don't understand that either. Assuming that chairs, tables used could be broken or being used in the fight, if yes, those pieces need to be provided by Ring of Honor so that the ship property is not damaged and this could become an obstacle in future sailings.
But again, but that's also
it's
fair enough.
Very
if they
valid
don't
question.
Know, yeah, they're all very fair questions.
Very fair questions. And I was able to placate them in literally 3 minutes. And just, listen, I love you guys and I love the questions you asked, and all of them are easily answered, as in, don't worry about it.
And at the same time, because fans could damage property at any point anyway.
Sure. Just, I think if someone's going to get powerbombed through a table.
Of course, yeah.
It's going to be a ship table that's built like this thing, like it's 5 inches thick. I'm like, think about a table like that you would go to like a church bazaar, like a bake sale. Those little thin tables, right?
Did I tell you about the time I tried to put myself through a table?
No.
I was on tour in the U.S. playing with my buddies in As Lions. We did that Shinedown and Five Finger Tour. I drank a lot of vodka. We were leaving the arena.
As you do. Yeah,
as you do, yeah. And I don't know what came over me. I was walking past a production office, and all of a sudden, I just saw a table full of sandwiches, and I launched myself through it.
Did you go through it?
No, but I did. I bounced off it, and I squashed all the sandwiches, and the production crew were not happy with me. True story. It was in Charleston, North or South Carolina, one of them.
At Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
And my dad was there that night.
As a proud father, I'm sure.
Yeah, looking on. That's my boy.
So that yeah, so that, there you go. It's Sami Callihan versus Marty Scurll. No rules deck fight match.
This is gonna be great.
This is gonna be great. Yeah, those guys. I'm a big fan of both those guys. Absolutely. I'm actually really looking forward to wrestling with Marty. I've never locked horns with him ever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Never. Yeah. Never. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the second match we announced was the Young Bucks versus LAX, which of course Conan cut a scathing promo on them.
Right.
Which is great. I think he said they'd be used as currency in prison. And then he goes, and we're as serious as a late period. I'm like, oh, dude, that's so good.
That's rough.
So Conan will be there managing LAX, involved in the 10-man elimination war, which we'll get to. Brian Cage came. He wanted to be a part of it, of the crews. He just wanted to go. And
great.
Impact got involved. Well, you already got Brian Cage, so that's another guy. And then Sammy was there as well. And then the fifth guy was Johnny Impact.
Oh, Johnny Pecks.
Johnny Pecks. Which is apropos because when you see this picture, his pecs are looking pretty damn good there. He's hot, man.
He's
a good looking dude.
He is a good looking dude. Yeah.
He really is. God, yeah. Bugs me how hot he is.
I'll have to protect my girlfriend.
He looks the same. Well, your girlfriend's just rampantly be jumping on wrestlers.
Well, not with me looking.
Oh, okay. So but, you leave with me most of the time, so you better figure something out.
Yeah.
You better get her a PA. maybe Johnny Impact can be her PA. So my idea from the start was always to have the Bucks in a match. And I asked the Bucks, would you like to work LAX? And another suggestion was Penta.
Yeah.
And Phoenix.
Yeah.
But they were not under contract to Impact, even though they do work for them.
That's right.
But LAX will be great. I really enjoyed their match that they had on that last pay-per-view Impact did. Was that a pour? Is that a couple drops?
Well, I didn't make it strong enough.
Okay.
So I just...
Oh, just adding a little bit. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah.
And then my other idea was I wanted a 10-man elimination tag.
Yeah.
And so we knew it was going to be Brian.
So you had these ideas from the get-go.
Well, I had the idea that I wanted the Bucks versus an Impact team.
Sure.
Sammy, automatically, he was the first guy. So that was just kind of like that. I think Hunter came up with Marty.
Cool.
I say Hunter, of course, the Ring of Honor Hunter, not the WWE Hunter. And then I wanted an elimination tag. I thought that'd be really fun and easy.
Yeah.
So they put together these five guys, and then Ring of Honor was like, who can you get? And once again, they said, well, the biggest guys we have are the Bullet Club.
Perfect.
Asked them if it was cool, and that's kind of who we had, all those guys.
Okay, so going back to when you were putting these together, were you always going to be not wrestling?
Yes. Great question, Jack.
Okay.
You're paying attention. Thank you. My goal was not to wrestle on this.
Right.
I did not want to wrestle. But like I said, I needed a main event. Before these matches were announced, I needed something that I could hang my hat on. And once Nick suggested that the Bucks and Jericho team, I was like, this is great. Like, it's a match. It's a six-man match. It's a draw. But it's not like I don't have to worry about anything,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you were to put that on another show, I mean, it would sell any show out.
Dude, you could sell an arena with that.
Absolutely.
And that was, like, once again, this is not like something I'm taking lightly. My goal for this is to make this an annual destination vacation.
Right.
Just like the Kiss Cruise. Because when the Kiss Cruise ends, I think I would surmise, great word once again, they're doing another two of them and then it's done.
Sure.
And they might still continue the Kiss. I don't know I don't care. I know that I want Chris Jericho's wrestling, which we got to talk about the name too, to be an annual thing. So therefore, it has to be a hit right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I honestly think Alpha Club Bullet Club made a difference because, like you said, you put that on sale at Wembley Arena, we're going to sell it out.
Of course, anywhere.
Because it's the first meeting of Jericho and Omega since
Wrestle Kingdom.
And that's one of the reasons why I did Wrestle Kingdom. I thought, one of the lower reasons, like, this will help my cruise. It's one of the main reasons why I did All In.
Right.
Was, like, I can give that last minute push for the cruise and continues this year-long angle with Chris and Kenny.
Yeah.
So name-wise, originally I wanted to call it the Cruise of Jericho. And then I think another one was the Jericruise.
That works as well.
They didn't like that one, though.
Oh.
They said, because people might not know who you are. Like, we want Jericho to be in on that.
I mean, fair, but then at the same time, if they're buying it because of you. But anyway,
Do you know what they came back and told me the final name was going to be?
What was that?
Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Cruise.
Rock and Wrestling Cruise?
Yeah. I'm like, that's the most generic.
It is quite generic. It doesn't have the same ring as... Nothing. So what? How did you come up with...
I wanted something that rock wrestling needs to be an R.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of triplets. In any promo that I do, I always give three examples. I love, I think that's, is an alliteration. We have three words with the same letter.
Yes.
I think it's alliteration?
Yes, it is.
So rock and wrestling something.
If I'm wrong, but I think it is.
Yeah, it's like rock and wrestling regatta was my original one.
Oh, okay.
And a regatta is
very
like
formal.
It was very formal. It's like a demonstration at sea.
Yes.
And they were like, nah, we don't like that. And then it's like, I think I had Rock and Wrestling Rampage and Rock and Wrestling something or other. But in Canada, when someone has a party, it's either called a shaker or a rager.
Uh-huh.
I had a rager last week, man. It's killer.
Right.
So I was like, it's the Rock and Wrestling Rager.
And it works.
It works because it's got what I wanted, which is Rock Wrestling Rager, which is a party. And then a six man's caveat was they wanted it at sea. So people would understand. Rock and Wrestling Rager at sea. It's kind of long at first, but
it still rolls off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue. Yeah. It's not like Kiss Cruise with a K. That's easy.
We were still able to pronounce that during Drunkamania.
We were.
Yeah.
And we're pronouncing it now because we're getting to Buzzamania right now.
Yeah, Buzzamania. Pro Wrestling Tees.
Pro Wrestling Tees. Jack, here's where we're going to the part in the show. We still got a lot to go, but we're gonna end this in about 15 minutes. But
okay.
The part in the show where Jack gives a plug for his merchandise store.
Yes. So because of you fine people, now have a store on prowrestlingtees.com. So please go to prowrestlingtees.com/IamJackSlade and you can buy your own Drunkamania shirt. Think about that. Also,
really, Jack?
You can. And if you don't know who I am,
Drunkamania.
What? Sam, what? Drunkamania. And if you aren't sure who the fuck I am, Achensleben Blaben. Who the fuck is Jack Sladen? prowrestlingtees.com/IamJackSlade.
All right, so make sure you go pick that up for Jack Slade. A little callback there. But yeah, like I said, man, it's something that, once again, like all of these things we're talking about, I just wanted it to be very focused and very impactful and something that would continue on. So we go to the special guest now with DDP, who is another guy right off the bat. I booked him early on.
There you go.
Because, you know, yoga demonstrations. And
it's such a great place to do it because you can do big group classes.
Yeah, and once again, it's at WWE Hall of Famer. Because what the survey told them was they wanted WWE Hall of Fame guys. And originally they said Hulk Hogan. I'm like, we can't afford Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And I did ask Ric Flair about it.
Oh, did you?
We had a brief conversation before it was a thing. Like now, next year, I'll ask Flair if he wants to go, and he'll be able to say yes, no, or whatever, because they'll know what it is.
Yeah, right.
But when I was first pitching this, no one really got it.
Fair.
Mick Foley was a guy that who was going to do it? I can't. Someone was going to do it that didn't work out. Oh, I know. At one point, Jim Ross wasn't sure if he could do it. And I said, well, who's an equivalent of Jim Ross that I could bring on that could host the damn
another
thing?
Hall of Famer?
Mick Foley.
There you go.
And when Jim agreed, Mick was still available, and he's doing his 20 years of Hell in the Cell.
That's going to be so good.
Which is good. I want to see that.
Yeah, I really do.
You know, there's so much activities on this. It's like, I want to be there.
There's so much room for activities.
Ricky Steamboat was booked from the start. I've been trying to get him for a talk as Jericho for 5 years. Which is how long the show has been going.
Wow.
And I thought, a perfect way, do a live Talk is Jericho with Ricky Steamboat. He was the first guy that I had the idea to do the live Talk is Jericho. He's been there from the start. Mysterio, I asked him, once again, we know that story. Raven, once again, another guy called me that just wanted to go on the cruise.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what Raven's going to do.
I think there's a comedy thing with Raven.
I think so, but I don't know if we even have that booked. I have to go, well, it's booked now.
It was in the schedule.
It was in the schedule?
I saw it.
Okay, good. So Raven's doing comedy.
Yeah, and whether he knows that or not.
we should. And then let's see another one. Pat Patterson.
This is so good that he's doing that.
See, I got a call from Pat's guy, his agent or whatever, saying that Pat wants to go. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, Pat Patterson's my mentor.
Yeah.
Like, he's. I learned so much from him about the wrestling business that, like, I will do whatever. What does Pat want to do?
He wants to go banana.
Oh, he wants to go banana. And I thought, of all the stuff that he loves karaoke, he's an amazing karaoke singer.
Yeah.
And so I thought, why don't we do Pat Patterson's karaoke?
That's so good. Such a good idea.
There you go. Yeah. And he was on. And it's like another guy that, like, gives me a chance to give him something back.
Yeah. Because,
you know, at this point, he shows up when he wants in WWE. He's still, they don't really listen to him, but he's still Vince's right-hand guy.
Right.
That taught all of us, me, Rock, Sean, Brett, Cena, like anybody that was ever any good in wrestling from, you know, 80s, 90s to mid-2000s is directly because of Pat. Ellsworth, another guy that kept calling me over and over and over again to be involved. I'm not sure what we're going to do with him. At one point, we're going to do for his intergender title. I'm not sure if that match is happening or not. As of right now, it's not. Maybe it will be at the cruise.
He'll make it happen.
And then I realized we had a lot of guys that needed some girls. SoCal Val, she's really cool. I've known her for a long time. I thought she'd be great as kind of the Julie from The Love Boat, which is an American TV show you might not know about, Jack. She was the cruise director.
Right.
She would be in charge of like telling you what events there are.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so that's why I wanted her. And you know, I needed, this can't all be dudes. Because one of the things that they told me at first was that we think this is going to be very male skewed.
Which is a fair assumption.
Fair assumption. But I knew differently.
Yes.
Because I told them to start. All the rules that you guys know about cruises are different with wrestling. Because they said usually, too, cruises go on sale. They sell out quickly or they do what they're going to do. And then they kind of trickles down through the rest of the time. We have never stopped selling. Even tonight, we sold another couple cabins.
There you go.
95% sold out. Yep. Less than 50 cabins left. I don't have to promote this now because we're going sailing this week or tomorrow, depending on when this airs.
So by the time you hear this, it would be all sold out?
Yeah. To me, I wanted to get to 95. If we get 96, 97 for the
bonus
first year, I think that's pretty good.
Do you know if anyone has ever done that?
I know Kiss did not sell out first year.
Okay.
I know Walking Dead did not sell out first year.
There you go. Two major names.
Major names. And we're here, right? Yeah. And then Noelle, she wanted to go on the cruise. She was coming originally as a guest. I called Mick and asked if I could advertise her, cut a little deal for her. She'll be there hosting some stuff.
Great.
Another very cool chick. Melissa Santos, a total knockout. She's Brian Cage's wife.
Yes.
She was always coming along. Once again, advertise her. The more girls, the better.
Of course.
Busted Open Nation, which is Busted Open Radio, which is on SiriusXM 5 days a week. It's the biggest and best wrestling show in the world. I got them on board because I knew I'm going to get advertising.
Right.
For a year and a half as they talk about the cruise.
Yep.
Right? So that's why I got them involved. Conan, keeping it 100. They were on board from the start because it's my podcast network.
Well, they have to do what you say.
Well, just coming aboard, it was cool to get them. And originally, Kevin Gill was supposed to be there. They fired his ass. Hurricane Helms came on board. And the idea was to do a live Keep It 100 versus Killing the Town.
Uh-huh.
Live debate. So we're going to get a third person for Paul Lazenby and Cyrus to face Conan, Disco Inferno, and Hurricane in a live debate. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a free-for-all, as Ted Nugent would say. And then I got a call from Pro Wrestling Tees, which is where you can buy Jack Slade t-shirts and
Junkermania. Auction Sleeping Slabbing, Cock and Ball and Junkermania on Reaper Bomb Party 2010.
Go to ProWrestlingTees.com for all Jack Slade merchandise. So I guess I should probably stop that. So they called me and asked if they could do a sponsor, Cole Cabana and Marty DeRosa. Apparently they do, it's kind of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing where they watch bad matches.
Oh, it's great.
And have you seen it?
Oh, I have.
Tell me what it is.
They basically, what do they call it? Unprofessional wrestling show. Yeah, and they basically run through terrible matches. I've seen them do terrible promos, but terrible matches, and they just run commentary over it.
It sounds like fun. I want to see it.
It is genuinely hilarious because they're so good together.
Right. And can I also say that on this cruise, Pro Wrestling Tees is the official merchandise manufacturer of Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling at Sea, and we thank them for all their participation and involvement. So as we move down the line, Beyond the Darkness, another great podcast that was on the Jericho Network. They're not anymore because the fine people at Podcast One will not let them leave. But they do a great job, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis. They're going to put on some paranormal talks and exhibitions of all the stuff that they know.
Great.
Very, very entertaining stuff. I wanted that element on here, once again, because I love paranormal stuff.
Again, it's your cruise. It's stuff that you are interested in.
That's right. And they actually want to do something where they want to try and raise like alien spacecraft from the bottom of the ocean, which I said to Dave, that sounds cool, but what if you actually do it?
Yeah, insurance.
Like, I'm going to be scared to death of like aliens now are involved.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they want for pay.
They're going to do a run-in.
I can't afford them.
No, well,
can't afford aliens from the planet Grimlock or whatever.
Maybe that's what Ellsworth's going to do.
Maybe. Maybe he's from the planet of no chin in the Mars quadrant. So Fozzie is the headliner, and then as we moved along, you see Corey Taylor, who's a huge wrestling fan, a great friend of mine. And I asked him if he wanted to go on the cruise. He said he would think about it, whatever. I said, you can do as much or as little as you want. And then a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. He started dating Alicia Dove, who is the leader of the Cherry Bombs.
Yes.
Who we had signed up on the cruise.
There we go.
Great female dance troupe. They're awesome. Very cool stuff. Once again, I wanted more sex appeal and more entertainment from the female side of things.
Yes.
And it was very cool because, like I said, originally they thought it was going to be very male skewed. I said, no, a lot of girls would be going on this, and I wanted the talent to match that. It's not all guys. There's a lot of girls on it, very talented girls.
Well, that's it. People sort of see it a different way, but it's the way they see it, it's empowering. The way I see it as well. Yeah, it's empowering.
It's very empowering.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Because all of these girls,
where I'm going with this, but yeah, it's important to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So once Alicia was signed, Corey agreed. So I got Corey Taylor on board, huge name. He's doing an acoustic set. He's going to sing a couple tunes with us on the Fozzie covers night.
Yes.
And then we got Fozzie, of course. That's my band. Phil Campbell, the Bastard Sons, another guy, great friend of mine, always been involved with wrestling. Motorhead, of course, doing Triple H's theme song, The Game.
That's right.
Doing us a huge favor. Basically, Motorhead broke up, obviously, after Lemmy passed away. Phil started, Phil Campbell, the Bastard Sons. Three of the guys, the whole band, are literally Phil's sons.
Yeah.
So he's doing this cruise.
And they're great.
They're a great rock and roll band. And that's something else I wanted. I wanted all the bands to have the same vibe of a real party band.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want like the death metal bands or whatever. They're all fine. But I wanted party. And Phil Campbell, dude, they are going to blow you away. They're great.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised. Like, if you think it's just going to be some sort of
Motorhead thing.
Motorhead cover band or something.
Yeah,
no,
they played, I think, one Motorhead tune.
Ace
of Spades when we saw them.
Ace of Spades. Maybe one more.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that, that's so good.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And he even said, we'll play the game if you want. So they'll probably play Triple H's theme, which is cool. King, we love King, a three-piece band out of LA. We toured with them. They were one of the first bands that I wanted on there.
Another
just great rock and roll band. The Stir, another great rock and roll band who's with us. And The Stir replaced The Dives. And The Dives are Evan Stanley, who is Paul's son, but I didn't book them because of that. I booked them because I really enjoyed the band.
There we go.
Then Evan left The Dives, and I'm like, he was the lead singer, the guitar player. There's really nothing left. So we kind of said goodbye to the remnants of The Dives, and we brought The Stir on, which I think you guys are going to love. The Stir, I know I do.
The Stir are great.
Great band. Great rock and roll band. Lots of fun.
Yeah. No, they are fantastic. You wouldn't believe that they're a three-piece either.
That's right. Yeah.
Great. Same with King.
Yeah. Both, like, Eddie is a singer. He sounds like Chris Cornell. Like, if Soundgarden wanted to continue, they could use Eddie Velez from The King.
Yep.
And Andrew Evans from The Stir. Dude, God, Bon Scott.
That's so good.
Bon Scott personified.
Yes.
Cherry Bombs, like I said, they're going to be on board. We love them. They're awesome. Alicia's been in the Judas video and the Painless video. She blew that crazy fire in the Painless video. And then I wanted an AC/DC tribute band because I love AC/DC. And like I said, I can't afford the real AC/DC, Jack.
No, and also Dad wasn't available.
No, he was not. But no. He's in the real AC/DC.
True.
What, am I just going to have him stand on stage and play bongos or something by himself?
Pass out standing up.
Chris Slate Timeline. We'll do that next year.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Unless he's out with AC/DC.
Yeah.
Shoot the Thrill. We just had them on our podcast. Very, very cool ladies and a great rock and roll band. I'm really excited to see Shoot the Thrill.
Yes, I am as well.
Blizzard of Ozzy. They came to us. I thought, what a great thing, an Aussie tribute band and an AC/DC tribute band following the Paul Stanley model, which he told me, which we talked about earlier, of having the Zeppelin and the Beatles.
Yep.
I love Aussie and AC/DC. There's our tribute bands. Maybe next year I'll get an 80s Kiss tribute band. Do you think there's any such thing?
Of course. There must be. There's got to be.
Non-makeup Kiss tribute?
Yeah, sure.
Tribute?
There must be. There must be a band that at least does different, you know.
Eras? Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the WrestleMania party where there was a band that was an AC/DC cover band and a Rolling Stones cover band? Because those are Vince's favorite bands.
No, but this sounds
good. They
did
Rolling Stones for half the set, and they changed costumes and did AC/DC for the half the set.
Were they good?
I remember them being amazing.
Okay.
I remember no one was dancing and people wondered what the hell was going on, but I thought it was awesome.
Did Vince go crazy?
I'm not even sure if he was there that year.
That makes sense.
He just booked the band he wanted and f***ed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Spivak Project Speewee is one of my oldest friends. Best friends with Ben Mears. You're going to love Speewee. He's a great guy, and he's an awesome musician. He's very much roots rock, kind of Neil Young, tragically hip.
Cool.
R.E.M. type stuff, Dylan type stuff. I thought he'd be great for like kind of lounges type thing.
Yeah.
Ribo, who's another one of my childhood friends, is going to be on drums. And Randy from Fozzy's going to play bass with them.
So, you know, if you're a fan of Randy, which many of you are,
exactly. Speewee's been on this show a couple times, and I brought him along, A, because he's great, who doesn't be, is because, you know, it's my cruise, and I want my friends on it.
There you go.
Which is much the reason why you're going to be on it, Jack.
That's why I'm there, yeah.
Yeah, we got a graphic for you and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Final addition of the music was Papa Buck, who did a bunch of stuff at All In, Starcast this weekend.
Really intense picture.
It is. That's the picture he sent to me.
Wow.
To use. Yeah, he looks like a very evil, crazy man. He's not. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's playing, he plays music. He's a great musician. He's going to be performing live with, I guess, who's playing bass for him.
Randy?
No.
Oh, I mean.
Randy? Good call. Frankie Kazarian.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Then there's the comedy element. I wanted some great comedians. Craig Gass. Super funny. He's been on this podcast a couple times.
Yep.
I had a guy on that canceled. Do you know who canceled?
Who canceled?
Jim Brewer.
Oh, yes.
You know why?
Because he went on tour with some band.
Yeah, Metallica.
Yeah.
He never even called me to tell me. He just read the thing. I'm like, dude, can you still come on the Jericho cruise? He's like, I don't know. Never heard anything more about it. That's fine. Craig Gass came. Funny guy. Very funny. Brad Williams, another guy. I had all these guys have been on Talk is Jericho. He's another huge wrestling fan that just wanted to be a part of it. Dude, I think out of the three of them, and they're all funny, but Brad Williams is so hilarious.
Great.
You're going to love him. Great guy. Then Impractical Jokers. Ever heard of them, Jack?
I have, actually. Yeah,
huge, because
yeah.
They played Wembley, the O2, actually.
Did
and
they?
And Madison Square Garden.
I didn't even know that.
That's how big they are.
Wow.
Q came and saw me at an autograph signing that I had in Las Vegas once.
Hmm.
And Sal's worn a Jericho shirt on their show.
So they're just both genuine fans and they wanted
to
do it?
Yeah, they wanted to be involved.
Cool.
So they have their own ship, which sells out like in 5 minutes.
Right.
They're slumming it to come on the Jericho cruise because they want
to
be there.
Are they slumming it or are they bringing their ship to the ship?
What's that?
Are they bringing their ship
to the ship? They're pulling up beside us.
Yes.
And they're jumping off.
They're going to invade it.
They're going to invade. Those
via
invade,
comedy.
Via comedy. That's right. So basically, that's the whole cruise lineup. And like we said, I mean, someone said, are you going to be adding anybody else? And I was like, I don't know who else we could possibly add. Like, there's nobody else out there that really we could add on this. You know what I mean? Like, can you think of anyone, Jack, that's out there? No, I mean,
actually, not really, no. My question is, though, like, if this goes well, how are you going to top it?
Well, I've always, I read a great quote from Zakk Wylde once, who said, when he did the first Pride and Glory record, they had so many great songs that someone said, why don't you say some of these songs for the next record? And he went, I might not get a next record.
Sure.
They all have to go on this one.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, there was never a second Pride and Glory record. I was the same way. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to do another one. I don't know if they're going to want to do another one. I know if this is a success financially, it's going to be, you know, they'll be very excited. And I think a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
I think they kind of underestimated all of us. And when I say us, everyone listening to this podcast, about how loyal and fanatical you guys are as you know, fans.
Yes.
So if it goes the way I want it to go, then yeah, next year I'll have to worry about that next year. But sure. I already have some ideas. And like I said, I've got the formula down. The first one's always the hardest.
Yeah.
And once you get it done and get one under your belt, the rest, we can figure it out. We've got it. And once again, I've been saying this whole, it's all inclusive. Everything we're talking about, you guys that are going, you don't have to pay another dime.
Yeah.
Every show, every concert, every live podcast, Alpha Club, Bullet Club, every signing, pictures, whatever it is, you don't have to pay another dime.
The great thing is that I saw schedule-wise is there's actually not really any overlap. So you will...
No clashing?
Not that I saw. Not a massive amount. So it's a fact that if you know, as a fan, you will get everything.
Yeah, everything.
It's literally everything.
Like when we played the Kiss Cruise, we clashed against Kiss on the Kiss Cruise.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes. But my point is, I think we're very, like I said, like it reminds me of when I got married. We put together this really great wedding, and I didn't get to enjoy much of it because you're too busy bopping around, making sure everybody's okay.
Saying hello.
I think, yes, I think everyone's going to have a great time. I might not see any of this. I want to see Shoot the Thrill. I want to see Dave Spivak Project. I want to see the Sea of Honor Tournament. You know, I want to see everything, the Unprofessional Wrestling Show, whatever.
Well, you will be seeing some of the Sea of Honor Tournament because... because
we're streaming it. And if it falls through and we're not streaming it, I apologize. But as of right now, we are streaming this bad boy. And you know what we're going to call it?
What's that?
Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager, Streaming for Vengeance.
Ooh.
Thank you. That was mine.
All right.
So, like I said, the only thing you guys have to pay for is alcohol and gambling. And if you like to drink, drink a lot. And if you like to gamble, gamble a lot, because that adds money into the profit zone.
Yes.
And if we profit on this cruise, that means there'll be another one.
Exactly. It sounds, you know, it's just as true. You know, if there's a profit. True. Yeah.
Also, Ted Irvin's going to be there. We did a graphic for him.
There we go.
Teddy Irvin, New York Rangers legend. He's not an official performance, but he'll be around. Jack Slade, Fozzy stage manager, slightly confused Englishman.
Yes.
Will be there. That's basically all I've got. We've put every single thing into this. And like I said, I hope you guys have a great time. Drink a lot if you drink. Gamble a lot if you gamble. If you don't do either, then just enjoy yourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And come say hi to – when I did the Kiss Cruise, obviously I wasn't Paul Stanley or Gene Simmons. But the first night, it was everyone gathered around.
Sure.
Second night, a few people. Third night, you're just another guy on the cruise.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we're going to have on this.
Cool.
So any final thoughts, Jack? Are you excited?
I am very excited because I remember when you announced it, even before I was even sure about going on it, I was like, hey, I never asked for anything. I was just like, hey, how do I go about going on it? You know, from the get-go, I was just trying to go on
it. Yeah, this is even before you even worked with me like this.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I knew from the get-go it was going to be a good one for everybody.
Yeah.
And now I've seen it schedule-wise and come to fruition, everyone's going to love it.
It's going to be an amazing vacation. It's like I said, one of the best vacations you'll ever have if you like the same things that I do. And I think that we're all on the same page.
I think everyone that's purchasing a ticket for this has the same interest. Exactly.
And actually, looking at the schedule, like, you know how I roll. It's not that bad. Like, during the day, it's busy, but the night, it doesn't go too late. And the morning, I never have to get up early.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun for me even, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming. My best friends, my family, my dad. You know, all you guys are going to be there. Everyone's got great cabins. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks to all you guys for going and making this dream and this vision come true. And one last time, Jack, tell everybody about your Pro Wrestling Tees shop.
So the fine sponsors, Arken Schliebenschlaben, the fine sponsors of the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea, said it right that time. I have a store with them, prowrestlingtees.com/IamJackSlade. Drunken Mania shirts, who the f- Jack Slade shirts, buy them, and I'll take a picture with you, or take a picture with me. You know,
if you have one of these, wear it on the cruise, and Jack will take a picture with you. He'll be available.
Yeah,
he'll be busy.
I'll be busy, but you know, I'll find time. Find time.
Jack always has time for his fans.
I don't know who they are, but
so yeah, Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. We'll see you there if you're going. If you're not, if we're streaming this and all of our plans worked out, check it out. And at the very least, hopefully we'll see you next year on the second annual Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks to Jack Slade. Check out his store at prowrestlingtees.com and get yourself one of his t-shirts, Drunken Mania, or Who the F is Jack Slade? More Jack Slade, said no one ever. And if you're going on the cruise, you can buy him a drink and say hi to him on the ship. I think a couple of people actually got a free meet and greet with Jack Slade. I can't remember, but he will be there. He's my slightly confused English assistant. And remember, if you're not going to be on the cruise, you can stream all the matches on the Fight TV app during Streaming for Vengeance, the big pay-per-view, available November 3rd at 8 p.m. exclusively on Fight TV app, okay, or fight.tv. I watched the NWA 70th anniversary show on it. It's a great way to watch some cool shows. Fight.tv or the Fight TV app. You'll be able to see the entire Sea of Honor tournament, and the biggest main event of the year, the Alpha Club versus the Bullet Club. Of course, Chris Jericho and the Young Bucks versus Kenny Omega, Cody, and Marty Scurll. So pre-order it now at fight.tv. Here's the first round of the Sea of Honor tournament bracket: A, Dalton Castle versus Matt Taven, Chris Daniels versus Delirious, Marty Scurll versus Rhett Titus, Silas Young versus Flip Gordon, bracket B, Mark Briscoe versus Will Ferrara, Adam Page versus Frankie Kazarian, Chiba versus the Beer City Bruiser, Jay Briscoe versus Kenny King. You'll see all the matches leading up to the finals, along with the biggest main event of the year, the Alpha Club versus the Bullet Club. So be ready for that. Streaming for Vengeance, November 3rd at 8 p.m. on Fight TV. Okay, coming up on Friday, the Rock and Roll returns to Talk is Jericho with Shoot to Thrill. They're going to be on the cruise, the world's best AC/DC tribute band that just happens to be all female. They're going to be performing on the cruise. Jack will be back to help me interview these cool chicks. They're awesome. Great rock and roll band. They're going to be entertaining you on the cruise. So this is Cruise Week today, talking all about Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager behind the scenes. And Shoot the Thrill will be here on Friday to tell you all about how they became the world's best AC/DC tribute band as a bunch of killer, kick-ass rock and roll chicks. So rock and roll women, rock and roll girls, rock and roll children. All right, we'll see you on Friday. Get ready for the cruise. Last minute cabin available. If you got a wild hair up your rear end and you want to go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com. I think just the waiting list is available now, but whatever, who cares? Go give it a try, and we'll see you on Friday. And one last thing, I want to give a shout out and all the best to Roman Reigns and his family. Obviously, Roman announcing that he has leukemia. If anybody can beat it, he's going to beat it. He's a strong dude. He's a Samoan, of course. Those guys are crazy. One of my favorite opponents in the ring and one of my favorite people out of the ring. I love you, Oos, and I know you're going to kill this. Talk is Jericho alumni, great, great guy, and we're all in this together. It's a big fight, but we like fights, and we love you, Roman. And so thank you so much for being such a cool guy, and we will be with you as you beat this disease. All right. Thank you, guys. Get ready for the cruise if you're going, and we'll talk to you on Friday with Shoot to Thrill right here on Talk is Jericho. Hey, Jack, before we go, you know what it's called?
What's that?
In The Godfather? It's the Consigliere.
Consigliere?
Yeah, Consigliere. And that's Tom Hagen is the name of the character. He's the informally adopted son of the Mafia Don Vito Corleone. He's a qualified lawyer and the Consigliere to the Corleone Mafia family. And the Consigliere is a position within the leadership structure of the Mafia. It's the second in command to the Godfather.
Okay. Sounds so like a new T-shirt.
What's that?
Sounds like a new T-shirt.
Which is it going to be?
On, Consigliere or something. Or
Jack Slade is Jericho's Consigliere.
Could be, yeah. No.
Who is Jericho's Consigliere? And it's an arrow pointing to you.
Perfect.
I guess I would have to wear that shirt, though.
Yes.
Okay. And you would wear I'm Jericho's Consigliere.
It's like one of those couple shirts.